What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in as The Drive continues. Clint's in the building, Tyler's in the building, and of course, it is a Will Kunkel Tuesday as the Big Kunk is in the building. Okay, I love the bark he goes for. there's Tyler.
Let him out.
And then let the things out. Real quick. Quick update as the Astros send out their
novel of injuries.
The roster injury report. We'll go to the ones that matter. Sorry, Pedro.
A quick check into the infirmary.
Leon and Jacob Melton and Brendan Rodgers will go past you. But Spencer Urgetti has the recovering from the broken right thumb. He is in Florida, scheduled to throw live BP coming up on the 8th of July through a 30-pitch side session on Friday. J.P. France, another one we don't talk about a lot, in Florida going through a planned deload. Next live BP scheduled for Wednesday, the 9th. Luis Garcia on Monday began a rehab assignment in Florida. He threw two innings, 27 pitches. Christian Javier also threw live BP on Monday, two innings, 35 pitches. Yordan Alvarez continues to work out, has not yet begun to hit.
Yordan.
Is that good?
I don't know, man. I'd rather them just surprise me and just have him in a uniform and run out there and not ever know because their updates suck. Chaz McCormick begun a rehab assignment at AAA Sugar Land on Friday. Zach DiCenzo continues with his running and throwing, but has not progressed to hitting yet. So, and Jeremy Pena working out in the weight room, no baseball activities yet. So those are the important updates, injuries, and there were four to five other guys on the list that I just, at this point, don't
are you see. Expecting Yordan to play again this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Being a hand, absolutely.
Yes.
The fact he hasn't had surgery makes me feel good.
Well, yes. The fact that he hasn't had surgery is the only reason why
he hasn't had surgery.
I don't think he's had surgery.
Not, as far as we know, he hasn't.
But
and it was unrelated to the broken bone. They were saying it was inflammation around all of it that's led to the pain, which is it just pain management?
Now, the other part for me is, do I believe that we're out of the woods of something more needing to happen to heal this, like surgery or something else? I'm not completely out of the woods of that personally, because I don't know how confident I am that they,
I don't
the
think
they
know.
Evaluate it and everything. So I don't know. I would think the way they came back last week so positive of, all right, we got a second opinion and everything looked good and just need some rest. I would think he comes back But I mean, I don't know what this guy. I mean, they've had to shut him down twice in this situation. First time they didn't know it was broken. Then it was 60% broken. Then 80% broken. Then they had to shut him down again. Like, so I don't know. I hope so. I do. I want to see what I believe the best hitter in the game on the field, playing in the games that matter.
Best hitter, huh?
Yeah, I do. I did, just all around hitter. Just everything that he can do. I don't think there's any weaknesses. I know there's some good ones. I don't think there's any weaknesses. And I'm not going to get sucked in. I'm 10 toes down on my thoughts. So
dumb or not.
It ain't dumb. It definitely ain't dumb.
It ain't right.
You may disagree. It definitely
ain't
dumb. No
one should give an F about Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball right now. I mean, he is. You can say what you want about his postseason play, and he choked, and he was horrible. But to say he's not better than Yordan is wild.
No,
he's better. He's hitting like 380.
Yeah, I mean,
75, 80 ribs.
Yeah, this
God knows how many tanks.
This year year he has hit for better average.
Last year he was 340. But I just think
overall, to me, in terms of it's my opinion. Hell, yours is Aaron Judge.
Mine's based on fact. Based on emotion.
No, I don't have any emotion with either one of them. I just tell you what I look out there, and I look at it. He can go to any field. He can drive it. He can hit it out of the ballpark. There's no weaknesses. And another.
What's Aaron's?
Well, I guess playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. Space. For sure. I agree.
When it matters.
I agree.
When it counts.
What's Yordan's?
Injury.
Hands.
But when he plays, to me, Yordan Alvarez is the best all around hitter in baseball. To me, I love Aaron. I think Aaron is great. I think Aaron's a better power hitter. But all around,
he's a better average hitter.
All around,
no one should give an F about Aaron Judge
for their career. Overall, to me, I think he is the better hitter. Now, if you want to do this, no. All right, how good does this offense need to be for them to reach their goals? Because we know they got to get past the Chiefs. They've got to get past the Bills. And oddly enough, the team that seems to struggle the most with those two teams is the team that it appears that the Texans struggle the most against, and that's the Ravens. Those three teams to me, in the way that Will believes that Aaron Judge is so much better than Yordan Alvarez, I think it's pretty clear that those three teams are teams that are ahead of the Texans. And they have probably created a good distance between them. They've got to catch those teams. But we also understand the defense that it looks like the Texans are going to put forth. So they don't have to score 30 a game to win. But looking at this, how good does this offense need to be? They were 22nd ranked last year, 19th in scoring with just under 22 a game. How good do they got to be for this team to get to their goal?
They got to be a lot better offensively to get to that goal. I think they're going to be better.
Really?
I think they're going to be a better offense because there's so much room for improvement, whether it's from the OC position or the offensive line or CJ, whatever it might be. I think they're going to be better. But can they get into the next tier with the Chiefs, Ravens, and Eagles? That's the question. The question isn't whether they can win their division. Are they better than the Colts, the Jaguars, and the Titans?
Yeah, no,
like,
we're not.
That's not your measuring stick, right? Like your measuring stick isn't getting to the playoffs. It's not winning your division. Your measuring stick is winning the AFC and winning the Super Bowl. So can you get to that next year? I don't think they can this year, but I do think they take another step to where we thought they were going into last year after CJ's rookie year.
But Will, you agree. They have the potentials, what feels like a championship defense.
1,000%.
They have the potentials because the Chiefs, let's just be honest, the last 2 years, Clint, we've said and talked about it, they damn sure ain't had the best offense in the AFC. Like the Bills and the Ravens have been better the last 2 years ago, the Texans offense was probably better than that Chiefs drop ball outfit that they ran out there. But they were good enough to get to their goals of getting to the Super Bowl. So they don't have to be amazing offensively if this defense is playing a certain way. We've seen teams do it. But how good I'm saying is with this defense together, how good
do they got to be?
I think we've got to be, and really not we, the media, the league, the analysts have to be blown away with the efficiency. Like, to me, that's where it's at. I mean, one, we've seen C.J. Stroud play that brand of ball. Two, the defense is that good to where if you just stay ahead of the chains, don't turn the football over, you get points when points are there to be had. You don't lead the league in sacks and pressures. You have answers for that. Like, if you're just an efficient offense that has answers, I think this team can win a championship. It's not about being explosive. It's not about having all these weapons. It's not about establishing the run. To me, it's about being efficient. Whatever, you got a quarterback that can manage situations. We've seen him do it. Can manage situations as well as anybody in the league. I don't know if you have a quarterback that can live the life of a Pat Mahomes, where he's the most clutch player out there, that when the game dictates, he somehow turns and starts doing not quite Lamar Jackson, but extending plays and stuff with his legs, and all of a sudden he's making these plays in clutch moments. I don't know that you, whether we have that, CJ has that or not. I know you have that. Be efficient. Let the opponent beat themselves 90% of the time. And I know he has the ability to be aggressive when need be. But efficient to me should be written on every wall on the offensive side of the building for the Texans.
Two things for me. This team has to be able to win football games multiple ways. Like, last year was all about their defense, and the offense just had to keep their head above water.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to contribute. They got to be the reason they win, at least from time to time. Now, also, I think it's going to be a process. This year, they are, like, last year we came in thinking they were going to light the world on fire, and they were not good at all. This year, I think it's going to be a figuring it out process, and I think when they get to the end of the year, I think they are in that conversation of being in that tier of winning a Super Bowl. That's my prediction, but in the beginning of the year, they're nowhere near that tier right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. One, I wonder how good this defense is going to be, because I think that plays a part of it. Like, are we talking...
They can't get leaned on like they did last year.
But I mean, are we talking top five, top three? Oh, or are we talking...
Money they're spending, draft picks they're spending, you better be top five.
Or are we talking top 10, right? Not better, but what?
Three.
However it shakes out. Because to me, that determines how good... But this team has to, in those games, right, maybe not all year, in those games, like, you got it. Even with your defense, you play the Bills, the Ravens, and the Chiefs. Like, you gotta bring 27 to the table. Like, you gotta bring points to the table, and obviously not turn the ball over. But they have to have the ability against those teams to bring, you know, 27, 30 points in those games. And I think, I don't know if I believe they're able to do that yet.
We'll not right
see
now
with this offensive line, but to me, that's where it's got to be. You're right. Like, I don't give a rip what they do against the Titans, what they do against the Steelers, what they get. If we're talking about trying to reach those goals, they got to be able to play Mahomes, Jackson, and Josh Allen, and know, all right, we're not coming here thinking we can win with 20. Like, they've got to be able to score some points.
Well, this team is going to have to win without scoring 20, even against the good teams, without scoring, you know, 27, 28 points. I mean, that's just how they're going to be. More times than not, it's going to happen like that. That's how they've built the roster. But the what I think the team has to do, guys, is ultimately, they, again, back to the efficiency, back to avoiding bad situations, back to Kansas City knowing that, hey man, we can just walk our safeties up into A-gap and we can have free runners at the quarterback. Like, that's bull jive football. That's bad football. That's piss poor football. Like, it's one thing to go out there and get beat. It's another thing to get smothered the way Baltimore smothered you 2 years ago in the playoffs. And it's another thing to go out there and in critical moments of the game, you just completely wet the bed. Right? It's not about talent. It's not about, like, I think that's what ultimately got Bobby Slowick fired, was you just didn't have answers late in the game. It just got all came to a head right there in the biggest moment. Those are the things that the Pat Mahomes, the Drew Breeses, the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady's, obviously, in those moments, they've got answers, right? They may get beat, but they've got answers. They've got a hat for a hat, or they've got a receiver that's releasing, that's hot. Their quarterback, they're not sitting back there. I mean, how many times did you see Tom Brady just go a game and get the hell beat out of him, and you know, consistently in a game. It just didn't happen. It's not because they had great offensive lines, because Tom Brady was smart and could avoid those situations. Like, they, to me, that's the difference here. Is I don't care where you end up in the league in terms of points scored ranking, but when it comes time, you better be able to have answers.
And to that point, and going back to what we were talking about earlier with CJ being a leader and in the culture that the Astros have created, that this journey starts in training camp because it's a little bit new. Laramie's now gone. It's now CJ's team. Yeah. It's now Nick's team. D'Amico's handed the reins over. He's going to ask a lot of CJ. Do they do the little things well throughout training camp consistently in the heat when no one wants to be there? You can be the Raiders, get through training camp. Great, cool. Like, good. Like, this is different if you're trying to have a conversation come January. If not, like, let's good. Let's go get the playoffs, well, lose on Saturday at 3.
The interesting thing to that point, Will, is we go back to the Nick Caley coming in, right? The rotating, the turnstile, if you will, at the offensive coordinator position is you've got, again, the top teams in this league are figuring out how to solve their problem from last year, A-gap pressure from the defense, from the safeties, or whatever it may be, or are getting our tight end, you know, manned up in a pass protection on a damn defensive end, a rush in. Like, how do we fix those problems? How do we keep that from happening? Like, Houston's installing offense. So, you know, that is the kicker here, that if we're going to talk about slow starts, that's why. You know, we'll see how the beginning of the season goes, but I know late in that season, when you get in any way you can, when you do get in, by that point, they better have answers.
They just can't have these runs of games where they're just absolutely stifled, right? Like
especially in the second half.
Yes, like they had moments where it was halves where they were just. The Packers game, they just were stifled. What was it, 87 yards passing or something in that game? Like the Ravens, where they scored two, and it was Kamari Lassiter. That can't happen in those games. Even the playoff game, they had really what felt like one real drive, that drive in the third quarter that was like 13 minutes. Outside of that, it was really kind of choppy.
If you go back on my X account on like a game day on Sunday, go look. I would always break it down. The amount of three and outs that offense had throughout the course of a game was abysmal. So then you're leaning on the defense constantly. Short fields, turnovers, three and outs. Like, and I don't mean three and out like 9 yards. I mean three and out -1, -4, -2. Horrible.
And that's what I mean. Horrible. That's what I mean, Will. If you're going to lean, as you said, on that defense. Now, we've seen teams get to these levels leaning on these defenses, but again, that also means how good is this defense? Like Seattle could lean on their defense back in the day when they had them dudes over there. Trent Dilfer could lean on his defense with Baltimore, right? I think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid leaned on their defense 2 years ago a couple of times where they won games under 20 points. Is this defense going to be that good where you can just lean back? I don't know if we know that yet. I think we know they're going to be good. I don't know if we know they can just carry ball games for them.
But to be fair to those teams that you mentioned, like Russell Wilson was there, Marshawn Lynch was there, Jamal Lewis was there they had dudes that could show up in moments when they needed to. I don't know that you can rely on the Texans offense last year to show up in a moment ever when you needed them to. It was so rare. At the very least this year, the Texans offense has to move the ball. Maybe they have red zone problems. Maybe they kick a lot of field goals and they don't get in the end zone. At the very least, they cannot leave short fields for their defense every time.
Will, always a pleasure, man.
My honor.
All right.
Hey, follow me on YouTube, everybody, at WillKunkel5. Follow me on YouTube. That's kicking it with Kunkel.
Kicking it with Kunkel's back, baby.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. Okay.
All right, Tiger. There we go.
Holy smokes.
Real or fake coming up next.
That's that Coors Light energy right there, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is a Tuesday. Let's do a little real or fake as we do each and every Tuesday. I say a statement. You text in 713-572-4610 or YouTube and Twitch. If it's real or if it's fake. Let's start here. Jeremy Peña, currently an all-star, will be a top five MVP finisher this year. Real or fake?
It's a panty dropper.
No chance.
I mean, no chance.
And they say no.
No chance.
Hey, no chance. I mean, he's got to be top three right now.
I would be willing to bet you that if some kind of poll was thrown out there, I'm not talking about on Twitter. I'm talking about
people who are voting.
I'd be willing to bet you he wouldn't be on there.
I would think right now Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh would be ahead of him, but he has the second best WAR in baseball.
Oh, I think he's deserving.
And he is in the American League. I'm trying to think of, you know, the Tigers have been more of a, they got the best record in the game, but they've been more of a pitching kind of a, they don't really have one guy that's been, you know, swinging the bat like that from a position standpoint. Someone said it. Someone on the text line said, I'm sorry, show, but it's fake.
That's what I'm supposed to play the game. Fake. I said zero chance. Fake is what I should say.
But I think I'm going to say real. I'm going to say real because I don't think, now, there, obviously, people could get hot.
Bobby Witt could get hot. Like again, Tampa is doing well. I got George Springer is getting hot right now, and maybe he enters the conversation. But right now, I would say he's third. And if he comes back and he can still roll, I think this is a huge year. And boy, I mean, my man, his agent, whose name is just
Boris.
Yeah, Scott Boris is loving the hell out of this.
Jeremy Pena, not as an Astros fan, I would hate for this to happen, but Jeremy Pena needs this injury to last the rest of the season.
The rest of the season? Just so it can stop right here?
That's a hell of a run right there, boy.
He needs the whole season. He needs the whole year. All right, so as I said, real or fake, do you think Jeremy Pena is a top five MVP finisher? I'm going to say real. All right, real or fake, you are 100% confident that Nick Caley's offense will be an improvement from last year. Real or fake?
I think the offense or the offensive line?
The offense. The overall offense.
Yeah, I think it'll be improved. I think that what the talk that they're talking, which I don't think it's hard to say the right things if you just evaluate all the problems that were last year.
Make it rocket ship.
But I do think there's some things that are being said that I can really lean into and expect a significant improvement. Like I think CJ Stroud having more command at the line of scrimmage and a bigger voice and playing a bigger part in the communication across the board, I think that's huge.
To the stars.
I think that's a big part of it. I think the offensive line play absolutely cannot be worse.
It
cannot be worse.
Even though, as you've said, they may have gotten less talented, but can't get worse.
Stop being a dumpster.
The O-line as a group of five cannot be worse. I think the running back position got better and deeper. Wide receiver, I definitely lost some talent with no Tank Dell, no Steph Diggs. But I think when you look around at what they need to do offensively, I'm not real sure that it's not better to just be Nico-centric across the board at the wide receiver position. Now, if one of these youngsters, steps up and does something out of this world and is ready to play immediately or at some point peaks during the season and all of a sudden is contributing in a big way, cool. If Christian Kirk is more than a counterpunch to Nico Collins, and if he's all of a sudden this different animal that can play inside and out and not just to be a safety net for the quarterback, then that's cool too. But I'm not sure that really focusing in on the efficient brand of ball, having a real slot receiver, having Nico Collins, moving him around, getting him to football the way that teams do with great wide receivers is find ways to get him to football. And the Texans have done that. CJ's done that. But continue to do those things, I'm not sure if that's not a better version of the Texans. So, yeah, I think it's real that they will be better offensively across the board.
Tyler, real or fake, are you 100% confident that Nick Caley's offense will be an improvement over last year?
Real. Yeah. Real, for everything y'all just said, and it's just got to be. I'm gonna leave it right there.
I feel like
there.
That's where it's I am. I feel like I'm with it. It has to be. It better be. Either that, it has to be, or it better be. And I think it is weird. I think their running situation is better with what they have in the backfield now. Obviously, if everyone stays healthy, I think when you say this, Champ Slice says, "Real deal, Holyfield." When you say this out loud, it sounds wrong, but if you think about who they had available, it would make more sense. Their receiving corps should probably be better. Last year, the names would have been better if they all played, right? They didn't play a lot together. Those three guys just didn't play a lot of games together. And so they didn't even get a lot to see a lot of those three together. So I think there should probably be some improvement with their receiving corps as well. And the same thing overall. That O-line has to be better. Just has to be better. A little real or fake here on a Tuesday. I say a statement. You tell me if it's real or fake. Clint, it's better to lose your virginity before going to college. Real or fake? A lot of people really believe in that.
Yeah, girl.
Well, I'd be a hypocrite if I said that. I'm going to say fake.
You think it's fake? I think now I believe it's fake. Then, boy, I thought it was something that needed to get out of the way. I really thought it was something to really get the bad performance out of the way. But I'll be honest with you. I mean, it
there wasn't a great improvement there even in that first year.
Well, it can really muddy the waters, you know, really muddy the waters for the youngsters, man. Yeah, no.
And you really keep yourself out of trouble here. Also,
no doubt.
I mean, out of trouble and potentially ruining your even step two college. Real or fake, Tyler, no way you get out of here. It's better to lose your virginity before you go to college.
I think that depends on who you're talking to. I think there's a lot of folks out there that thoroughly and genuinely believe in abstinence until they find someone they want to marry, and I love that. And I think there's people out there getting freaky deaky long before college, and I love that. So, to each his own.
Yeah, I am someone who didn't make it to college.
I didn't make it to high school.
Shut up, Glenn. What are you talking about? You didn't make it to high school.
I know, man,
somebody that didn't.
Park Street was a hell of a drug.
Glenn.
Dirty Bay gets dirty now.
Hold on. How old are you?
You're not moving to high school.
Yeah, I'm gonna say we shouldn't go into
that. You're not moving to high school, Clint. I'm adding it up. Okay, Trey's 11, going to 6. Okay.
Yeah, Trey got a couple more years.
Okay,
coming up next.
You better keep away from Park Street.
I remember in elementary school, there was this one girl out. Okay, I'm not gonna read the rest of that one. But
oh my god.
I got peer pressure, and I think if I found out she was a millionaire right now, I'd probably sue her.
You didn't even know.
You think the limitations, what is it called?
You didn't know what you
were doing. Statute of limitations? I did not. Literally, I can't tell the story on the air, but I did not know what I was doing. Literally.
My God. All right. Someone texted
in. She knew what she was doing.
Basically, once the kid hits in fifth grade, bets are all off. Okay.
Mm.
Wow, Clint, did slapping them cheeks in middle school is what someone
said. Well, no, I wasn't. It was middle school, but I wasn't.
Yeah, you're right, Tyler. Coming up next. The one place, I love what the Rockets have done. The one place that potentially gives me concerns. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on the Drive.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. You got to get Nookie before college. Heck, you better get some before you get out of the ninth grade. Again, my mindset's a lot different now at 41. Now, you start when you're comfortable. Don't feel peer pressure. Do what you do.
But I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Thanks, Rich. I just disagree with the theory of, hey, man, get the bad ones out the way.
Bad ones out of the way? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like the theory is, in, you know, before you go to college where you might really, you know, get some real action. You don't want the first time you get it in college to be, you know, the first couple are real bad or, you know.
Make sure he bags.
Well, I mean, I guess if that were the case, you'd have a little bit of an excuse and you'd be able to be honest and you'd really impress the lady with that. Like, hey, look, this is my first rodeo. So
ask her where she likes the pressure. Where she likes it rough.
You got to show a little grace. And number two, you got to give me a second round. You got to give me a second.
Yeah, I did. I did a lot of film study.
Well, you were in the porn business in the moving porn there for a while.
I did a lot of studying there just to try to improve myself there.
I was completely taken advantage of at a young age.
Okay.
Park Street was a hell of a drug.
I don't know if you want to talk about it here at some point. Well, we need to talk about
Twin Peaks, man. We're a happy hour, man. It would be a good conversation for a Twin Peaks Lodge, wouldn't it?
That man said if she had $1 million, I'd go after
her. I'm telling you, if she'd been worth the damn penny, boy, I could have sued.
All right.
No doubt.
The Rockets have had themselves a hell of an offseason, and so much so can't wait for the season to get started. And as we look at it right now, the one area to me where I'm like, yo, this is one place of, I wonder how that's going to shake out. I wonder how that is going to look. And that is, to me, the point guard situation. That to me is it. The point guard, the complete point guard situation. Because everywhere else, I think, with all fairness, you should be feeling good about what the Rockets were bringing to the table. Right, they have great size. They've got multiple different lineups they can put out. They've got players that can play, you know, multiple positions to where you can kind of have that positionless basketball out there. But the point guard spot to me is the one spot where you look at, all right, are they good enough there to kind of get past the area or get to where they want to get to? Because they obviously, you know, the starter's Fred VanVleet, and he is at the very least, a very solid veteran starter that you, for the most part, know what you're going to get, right? Like, he you know what he's going to do offensively. Defensively, he's going to be a tough guy. But then behind him right now, it's Aaron Holiday. And then, you know, a little further back there, it's probably Amen Thompson would be the next one there. And that is the thought. You can jump in on this 713-572-4610. And I'll let you hear from the GM, Raphael Stone, who has put this team together, where he's talked about the guard situation. Do you think they're good enough there, or do you think they may need to bring somebody else in? Here is Raphael Stone talking about what we're talking about, their guard situation.
I mean, I like our team as is. Well, we always look for opportunities to do various things, but we're hard capped at the first apron and we have no space left. So I think very likely we'll enter the season looking very similar to the way we look right now.
And so it does sound like, I don't know, obviously he could do something. I don't think he's blowing smoke out of our ass, up our ass on that one, not out of it or up it, but up it. I don't think he's blowing smoke up our ass with that one. I do think this is probably where they're going to go, at least to start the year. Now, when we get closer to the trade deadline, maybe they do find something. But we've seen, if you look at the finals, obviously the Pacers, their point guard situation, their backup point guard situation, I mean, it really came to be an important thing for them. They had great guard play, not only with Halliburton, but also behind him. Do you think they're good enough? That's, to me, the biggest concern on this team is,
when you face some of the point guards in the Western Conference that you may run into, Shea and Steph, and really de facto Luka, are you good enough there with your point guard play? That's the point. That's the part, really the only part of the team to me that I have real concern about. Right.
Well, I think there's, you know, look, this is why I love Ime Udoka's system in terms of it, you know, and I don't know how that's going to change with Kevin Durant, but it seems like it's not necessarily point guard dependent. Now, it was really, it was convenient down the stretch for Fred VanVleet to have his best moments in the playoffs and carry the team. And now knowing that he's capable of that, I will never ask for the ball to be taken out of Fred VanVleet's hands again. But the reality of it is when you bump up against teams that have really good defensive guards, they're going to have the ability, because the one thing Fred VanVleet does not have is that top end athletic ability in the NBA for point guards. I mean, we saw it this year. We saw times in the playoffs where good defensive guards made it really difficult for Fred VanVleet to just bring the ball up the floor and to do what the team needs him to do. And so I think the question here is, and I thought you made the great point of it's Amen Thompson. Right, is Amen Thompson, and I know Aaron Holiday can get in there and get it done, and he's got a role. We've talked about
his improvement in that is to me the big step.
Well, the deal is can you kick the ball to Amen Thompson and he be the guy with the handles to carry the ball to bring the ball up the floor consistently and do it in control in more of a point guard manner than what we saw. We know he can go all gas, no breaks, and just get downhill. But the reality of it is. He's going to need more than that in his toolbox, if you will. So the maturation or the development of of Amen Thompson is going to be critical to the point that you're making. I like Fred VanVleet, and obviously right now he's easy to like after the playoffs. But I think we could all watch the playoffs and go, hey, yeah, he is a subpar athlete when it comes to NBA point guards that handle the rock at this point in his career, right? He's just not going to beat you with quickness. He's not going to beat you with speed. He's not going to beat you with length or size. And so if a team has the ability to put their best defender on him, somebody else going to bring the ball to the floor, which again, to me, is to your point, I'm in Thompson.
Or even when Fred goes out, like when Fred is out of the game, right? Or God forbid, you know, Fred had an injury situation with the ankle where he missed some games. Where you want to go? Someone texted in and said, "I think Aaron Holiday is plenty good enough. He everybody has gone crazy with expectations. He's a great filling guy, and maybe he is. I do think it opens up a different dimension to where if Amen Thompson is your backup point guard or is running the point when you know Fred is not on the floor, then you can maybe bring in Reed Sheppard, and you can do more with your team. Your defensive team is better." To me, it would be great for this team if Amen Thompson basically became the second point guard on this team. And whenever Fred wasn't on the floor, and like you just said, even sometimes when Fred is on the floor, that he could have the ability to run the show, because I think it makes them better.
Yeah, to me, it's less about point guard depth and more about point guard options when you're starting five or on the floor, right? We know that obviously in today's game, you can kick it to Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant can bring the damn thing up the floor, right? We know you can kick it to other guys, and they can bring it up the floor. I don't have a problem with that. We know you can kick it to Amen Thompson, and he can get downhill and bring it up the floor. But maybe I'm the only one that I watch Amen Thompson, and I'm nervous as hell when he's having to bring the ball up the floor over and over and over again. It just seems like there's a lack of control there. So to me, it's less about, hey, when Fred VanVleet's not on the floor, because when he's not on the floor is the same thing as when he is, it's probably going to be Amen Thompson. Like, Aaron Holiday's not going to play enough to enter this conversation, if we're being honest. Like maybe his role expands this year, but he's probably not going to play enough to be in this conversation. This is.
I don't think he's about to become T.J. McConnell.
Correct.
Aaron Holiday.
I don't think. I mean, it'd be nice. I don't think.
Does, yeah, you're not going
to. I mean, it'd be nice to get a white version or another white version and Reed Sheppard become that guy. That'd be Sheppard, real nice.
Yeah.
Guy that can shoot it like that.
Yeah, I don't want to put too much on his plate. Yeah, you get out there and shoot, Reed.
Yeah.
And do that, you know, and do that. Someone did check in and say maybe Reed Sheppard is the option as a backup point guard. I just think the lineups you can put out there if Amen Thompson is your backup point guard, and I think you could do a lot more. And plus, I don't know. I wonder how much Udoka trusts Aaron Holiday to be in those situations. I wonder how much he trusts that to me. So, Amen Thompson, that's the next step. I know there's a lot that's being asked of him in this next year, but that's also that point. Can you prove to be a guy that is a capable point guard, backup, or even in the game? Can you prove to be that? As we'll watch this, we'll see what happens there. I do think his role really does expand. What do you got coming up at the four?
All right, as it goes for the Texans organization, I think the biggest thing that can happen this year has to do with C.J. Stroud and leadership. I talk a lot about this. I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that disagree. There's a lot of folks that say, man, what the hell are you talking about? Well, guess what? I got some audio from one of the NFL's best quarterbacks out there right now that is precisely what the hell I'm talking about C.J. Stroud needs to do. That right there is next on Sports Radio 610.